For a number of weeks now, the world media's attention has been drawn to a South African hospital as the 94-year-old anti-apartheid icon Nelson Mandela fights a respiratory infection. A number of media outlets have prematurely released Mandela's obituary, and some journalists have camped outside the hospital and resorted to using drones to capture footage. This has led some to question whether the media have gone too far. Tim Higgins spoke with Monica Attard, freelance journalist and former host of ABC's Media Watch.
Mandela is a huge international figure. His passing, when it happens, will be an enormous event, an enormous story for the world, a globally significant story. So clearly global media is going to want to be there and be present. And I mean, yes, it does look very, very ghoulish from the outside looking in, that you have all of this international media camped out for the hospital. Clearly the family find it rather ghoulish as well. But I think that has to be balanced against the public interest in this story, generally speaking, the public interest, and then the public interest in a more philosophical sense of the story itself. It is quite huge.
But is the media actually doing any good by covering the story to the extent that they are? Is it actually doing justice to the life of Mandela, you know, releasing all like daily updates about his condition?
It could be done very differently, of course. I mean, it could be done via some sort of communication from the family or the hospital directly to the media. They don't necessarily need to be camped out there. And there's certainly not much to be gained by daily television reports from the area, because they're not telling us anything new. They're not showing us anything new either. So most certainly, yes, on that front. I think I'm talking more broadly speaking, though, about the importance of this man and the importance of the world being told, you know, what his health status is on a daily basis. I mean, I think people genuinely want to know that. And I think that there is some benefit in people knowing that. The manner in which they receive that information, of course, is an entirely different thing.
And you are 100% right. There is obviously a lot of interest and love for Nelson Mandela's well-being, and people really want him to pay tribute to him. But is there a point where the media goes from being, you know, a conduit for these feelings to being guilty of betraying them? And like the Mandela's family is clearly very upset at the moment about the media's coverage. Is there a point where the coverage is no longer really doing justice to the story at all?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, without having every piece of reportage sitting here in front of me, I can't say whether that point has been breached. But it certainly sounds like it's pretty much getting there. I mean, drones with cameras attached, absolutely ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. And I don't doubt that it might well be true. That's the sad thing, because we are rather inventive these days and very, very desperate to be first. So if that has occurred, then I would say, yes, that point has been most certainly reached.
So it is normal, though, for the media to be writing these sort of things. And yeah. Why do they need to do it, though? Is it just so we can be right on the ball with these stories and have the news to the people as quickly as possible?
Well, clearly, you know, when somebody is of international significance dies, you want to be able to report it. And, you know, we are journalists who have a lot of knowledge, but we don't know everything. And so to pull together every piece of information that there is about Nelson Mandela or whoever it is who may have passed away or be about to pass away is a very, very big research effort. And it can't be done, you know, with half an hour's notice. So, of course, newsrooms have obits prepared, particularly in television and radio terms. They're very, very important.
Former host of Media Watch, Monica Attard, speaking there with Tim Higgins.